All righty, well, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Band, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love family, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Welcome to NBC, all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about stay close to God. Amen. Stay close to Jesus. I use Jesus. Either one. But stay close to Jesus. Amen. And we know we find everything to try to stay close to but Jesus. Amen. We only seek Him when we're in dire straits. Till we're in trouble. And then we say, Lord, help us. Lord, get us out of this. We promise if you get us out of this, we won't get there no more. But that's false. But staying close to Jesus. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Keep going, Kirby. Thank you. Thank you. Stay close to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first. Amen. And it goes like this. Jesus knows you. Whether you know it or not, but He knows you better than you know yourself. It says Jesus knows the absolute worst about you, every flaw, every failure, every hidden struggle, and yet He's the one that loves you the most. And we push Him away. And we surround ourselves and get closer to all kinds of things. Amen. So let's remember, He loves you the most. Amen. He's the one that loves you the most. That's the power of His grace. When Satan keeps dragging you, your eyes back to the past, it's because there's something in the future He desperately doesn't want you to see. He knows God has plans for you. His plans are too powerful for Him to stop. So He tries to distract you with shame, regret, and lies. Are you listening? He tries to put all this mess on you and tries to make you shame. You know, and feel bad and say, man, I ain't good enough. And He'll put people around you to let you know every day you're not good enough. But God has already called you, anointed you, and qualified you. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah, man. When you know the truth, that truth is going to set you free. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. God is always good. Satan is always a liar. God's love for you is greater than anything you could ever imagine. It's just one moment. He loves you more than anyone could in a lifetime. So don't let go. Stay connected. Stay close. Stay firm. Fix your heart on the Word and walk boldly into the future He has already written for you. Man, He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Amen. So let's remember this. Ooh, praise God, man. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. And we can do that too. Amen. I can't, but you can confess it. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's another one. It says this. Speak faith-filled words. Yeah. Speak the Word of God. When you speak the Word of God, you're speaking faith-filled words. Amen. If we want the power of God manifest in our lives and live a victorious life, speak faith-filled words. Speak the words over your situation. Magnify God, not the situation. Declare that you are an overcomer through Him, and you can do all things through Him. No matter how unqualified you feel, Jesus promised to strengthen and enable you. Anyone can be positive when things are going well, but but the way you respond when trouble comes will make you or break you. What you say in the midst of your difficulties will have a direct impact on the outcome. Don't let all the circumstances or facts of your circumstances dictate to you. Man. Look at the truth of God's Word. Declare His truth over your situation until the fact lines up with the Word. Make a decision daily to speak faith-filled words over your situation, and you will make it through every day victoriously. Jesus came that we might have victory. Amen. And you can be victorious on a daily basis speaking His faith-filled words. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, the battlefield is the mind, and you can think all kind of crazy stuff. You see things, you're around people, You hear things, but still, you know, if it don't line up with the Word of God, renew your mind with the Word and press on to what He's asked you to do. Amen. He's asking. He put us here to win, not to lose. Amen. Ooh, man. One more, and then we get started. And it goes like this. This is about words, too. But listen. It says, words are serious business. Words are carriers of life or death, faith or fear, positive or negative, right or wrong. Speaking faith-filled words is speaking words that agree with God's Word instead of circumstances. Wishing and hoping won't get the job done. Speaking from your spirit instead of from your mind. Stop telling it like it is. You can have what you say. If you don't speak to the mountain will speak to you. Amen. So, right or wrong, start speaking and believing the promise of God's Word. Put the power of words to work for you. There's power in the Word of God. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. And you're gonna hear this scripture in a few minutes. But Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the words you speak." So be careful. Just because you thought it, just because it pops in your head, don't mean it's got to pop out of your mouth. Amen. Sow good seed. You know, hey, think it. Don't line up with the Word of God. Delete it. Hit delete and don't let it out. Yeah, you thought about it, but it don't have to come out. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. What would Jesus do? He wouldn't say it. So let's not say it just to make ourselves feel better. Are you going to feel better just because you downed somebody? No, let's be kind. Share Jesus. Amen. Again, I'll say it, and I've been saying it just about every Sunday. You're the closest thing to Jesus people will be around. So it's not time to be silent. It's time to open up. Amen. He put you around people so that you can share Jesus, so you can share Him with people and not bad things. And don't be silent and don't be ashamed. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Amen. Don't be ashamed. You know, hey, when I was in the sports, that's all we talked about. Man, we just, sports come out, and we talk sports. Or if you go out partying, man, you just talk all about partying. Well, now you're full of Jesus and the Word of God. I mean, if you're full, it's got to come out. Yes. Don't push it down. Don't hold it down. Don't be ashamed. Just let it out. Amen. They're not shy. They'll let it out, and they'll blast you, man. Whoo, hallelujah. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let me make this declaration together. Amen. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I better let that out because I'm going to leave it out because we're going to be using it. Amen. The Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, living you. Father, we thank you for this time together, Lord. Bless your Word as we bring your Word out, Father God. Bless those that are within the sound of my voice, Lord. Bless those that are watching, those that are listening, Father God. Bless them, meet all their needs, Father, spirit, soul, body, and we just thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, hallelujah. Stay close to Jesus. Listen, don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. You watching, you listening. You know, you've been putting it off. Don't put it off anymore. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. And you got all kinds of problems. And you know what to do. You don't know what to do with them. Well, you know what? God put it on Jesus on the cross. All them cares, all them worries, all them sicknesses that you're going through, all them problems you're going through, He put it on Him. But you know what you got to do? All you got to do is just say, Lord, I sin, I repent, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? Things is going to change from this day on. Amen? Confess Him as your Lord and Savior. If you're running from Him, you know it's time to stop running like the prodigal son, you know, and say, come back home. He's not finished with you. You know why you're still living? Because He's not finished with you. But you got to line up with Him and start doing what He's asked you to do. Fulfill the mission, the plan, the call He's got on your life. Quit accepting all the lies. Quit accepting all the negative stuff. Quit accepting the junk the world's trying to put on you. Amen. Receive your freedom. Receive the truth. Amen. And the truth is going to set you free. Woo, hallelujah. Says the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to fully trust in Him. Amen. On a daily basis. All the time. Amen. He's got no sickness. He's got no bad stuff to put on you. It was put on Jesus on the cross. Only thing He can bless you with is all the good things He's given us. You know, you go to Genesis and read all the blessings He's blessed you with. Amen. It says when things are going bad, one place to turn to help for help and guidance is our Savior Jesus. He helps those hurting, seeking, and drawing close to Him. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is drawing close to Him. Amen. And staying close. We want to stay close to anything but Jesus until we find ourselves in a bad situation. Then we want to get close. Or you call friends so-and-so, Christian so-and-so, and say, pray for me. I need your prayers. But you know what? You got to get right with Him, get saved, and you can have relationship with Him. And He's right there for you. You know, He's just a prayer away. Amen. Praise God. And James 4:8 says, draw close to Jesus and He'll draw close to you. And that's what His word says. Amen. So we just have to do it. You know why? We're the ones that walk away. He never walks away. He says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. In Hebrews 13:5 says, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And He's always there. And He says He's knocking, but we're not opening it up. We're running from Him. We're running. Things get a little good, and they get good. And all of a sudden, we forget about Him, and we just walk away from Him. But He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. James 4:8 says, New Living Translation, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. We can't be divided. Amen. Matthew 6:33 says, to seek you first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. So we got to seek Him first. I've said it many times too, but I'll say it again. We got to dethrone ourselves. We got to get ourselves off the throne and put Him on the throne and seek Him on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. And New King James says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, you don't have to be double-minded. Just know what the Word of God says. Renew your mind with the Word of God, and you won't be double-minded anymore. Because, again, the battlefield is the mind. And if you're not renewing your mind, you know, you're going to think all kind of crazy stuff. And you're going to give in to the pressures of the world, pressures of things coming against you. Amen. But if you renew your mind, say, wait a minute. That don't line up with the Word of God. You know what? That's not for me. I'm not receiving it. Renew your mind. Yes. Praise God. Keep going. There you go. Psalms 145:18, New Living Translation, says the Lord is close to all who call. You can scratch all, and I can put my name there. Personalize it. Amen. It says, all who call on Him. Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. And the New King James says, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call Him, call upon Him in truth. And you see the Him is with a capital H. We're talking about Him. Amen. So we got to be serious. We've got to stay close to Him. Because this world, the enemy is going to send all kind of distractions to try to pull you away from the plan God has for you. Amen. And you need to know whatever that plan is between you and Him. You spend time with Him, have a relationship with Him, and He's going to show you what it is. Basically, one of them is you're a minister of reconciliation. Drawing people to Him. Amen. Drawing people to Him. You're ministers of reconciliation, bringing the lost into the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will search me. You will search for me, and when you search for me, you, with all your heart, you will find me. If you're searching Him, you'll find Him. Amen. But a lot of times, we're running, and we don't want to spend time. Amen. We just want to get a quick fix, and then we're on our own. Thank you, Lord. I'm on my own. And we're getting more mess, and then we're seeking Him again. New King James, Jeremiah 29:13 says, You will seek me, of course in caps, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Let's be for real. You know, we can't play games. Amen. Jesus went to the cross was not a game. That was for real. And you know what? He didn't back down. You know, if you don't know what else to say, you know what? Just say thank you. Man, that took some courage to do that. Yes, amen. Man, Lord, I honor you for what you did. You paid a price you didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. But what I can do is dedicate myself to serving you. Amen. And that's what you can do. Amen. Pray all of us can do. Keep going. Hebrews 10:22. All these are drawing closer to him. Amen. But it says, easy to read version. It says, sprinkle with the blood of Christ, our hearts have been made free from a guilt of conscience. And our bodies have been washed with pure water. So come close, come near, or come close to God with sincere hearts, full of confidence because of our faith in Christ. New King James says, let us draw near. Let us draw close, close with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. So again, we want to draw closer each and every day. Amen. Write this down. Take pictures of it and go and read it for yourself, you know. I mean, you might read in a different translation so you can see, so you could understand it better. Amen. Praise God. Woo, praise God. Galatians 6:9 says, so let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Don't give up. You know what? I'll tell you, I bet you Jesus had many opportunities to give up. But you know what he did? He went to the Father. Said, Father, I need your strength. So what about us? We're just as human. Father, I need your strength. You know, the world is pulling. This is pulling. That's pulling. All these things are pulling against me. Amen. All these things coming against you. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You don't have to listen to all this mess. You don't have to listen to these lies. Renew your mind. Resist them. That means you take authority. He gave us his word so we could take authority ourselves. We have authority just like little Jesus is running around, you know. You confess his word. You're confessing his word. He's my brother. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going around, you know, full of the word now, but I'm speaking the word. Amen. And there's power in that word. Amen. Praise God. New King James says, let us not grow weary. What does that tell you? It means you're going to be weary. Amen. But let us not get grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen. The top one says, if we don't give up. You know, again, Jesus had opportunities. I'm sure he had opportunities to give up, you know. But you know what? He asked the Father for strength so we can ask, so can we. Look, Father, I need your strength, you know. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And the next one we know very well. Matthew 11:28-30. Easy to read version says, come to me, all of you who are tired from the heavy burden you have been forced to carry. Come on now. It says, I will give you rest. Accept my teachings. Learn from me. I am gentle and humble in spirit. And you will be able to get some rest. Yes, the teachings that I ask you to accept is easy, and the load I give you to carry is light. Amen. But you know, some of us have lots of cares. Amen. And we're carrying them instead of giving it to him, because he says to give it to him. He says, cast it on me. Cast is more than just give. Cast is just have it all. Amen. Just like you go to that dumpster and just take that trash and say, poof, just throw it in there. Cast it in there. I don't want to see you again. Amen. That's why he says, you know, hey, It might come, if it tries to come back on you, he says, renew your mind. You already dumped it. You already cast it on me. Don't take it back. Amen. It's going to try to come back. Say, shut the door. Amen. Shut the door. New King James says, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. You don't have rest because you're not giving it. We got to give it to him. Just take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not going to put anything on you that's too heavy for you. Amen. You're going to be able to fulfill what it is he wants you to do. Amen. So you, praise God. Amen. Ooh, praise, thank you, Lord. And of course, the next one, 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8 says this. Says, casting all your worries to him. Because, why? Because he cares for you. He says, control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He tells you who your enemy is. There's only one enemy in the Bible, and that's the devil. Amen. You may say, well, we got a lot of enemies. No, it's the devil. And the Bible says in John 10:10, he says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, but Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. How do you do that? When you cast all these things on him. Amen. Don't accept these sins. Don't accept these lies. Don't accept any of these burdens or anything like that. Give it to him. Cast it on him. Gladly. He wants it. Why? Because he's got a great plan. He got a great mission for you. Amen. And he wants you to go and fulfill that. Again, remember, we are the church, the body of Christ. We're the ones going out and being ministers of reconciliation, bringing the lost to him. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. And the New King James says, casting all. All means all. All means all. He didn't say half. He didn't say some. He said cast all of your cares upon him. For he cares for you. Yes. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know, he knows who to devour. You know how he knows who to devour? Yes. By what you're speaking, by the words coming out of your mouth. You know, hey, I shut the door. Okay, the door is shut. But you know, pretty soon you're going to start confessing the same old bad things, negative words. And guess what? That door is going to just swing wide open. And the enemy knows who to come against. The enemy knows who to hit. He knows all his targets. Amen. So you know what? When that door is closed and you get a negative thing to say, don't say it. Renew your mind and cancel it, delete it. And guess what? The door stays shut. And he can't come. Amen. He can't walk in. You don't even have to knock the door down. The way you've been talking, he'll just walk in and sit with you, you know. So let's not do that. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to destroy you. He don't want you to fulfill what it is God has for you. Remember, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So go and do it. But be careful the things you say. The things you speak. There's power in the words you speak. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Says we must remember to call on Jesus. He's one prayer away. We've been talking about prayer. And I told the congregation earlier, prayer. I typed this today. It says pray on it, pray over it, and pray through it. Yes. Amen. But Jesus is just one prayer away. Amen. So Jesus called for strength from his Father. Again, you know, the things that were put upon him, the things he went through. Amen. It was a hard thing. But you know what? He fulfilled his mission. And he went to the cross. He got beat so bad. Amen. He went to the cross. And before he gave himself back to the Father, he told the Father, he says, Father, don't hold this against them. Forgive them. Amen. That's a loving God. I don't care what God you serve, you ain't going to have a God like my God. Amen. He said he forgave. Amen. The prodigal son made that call, you know. When the prodigal son left home, you know, and some of you running, you know, it's time to come home, like the prodigal son. He says, hey, Father, give me what's mine. I'm going to go do my thing, you know. And he went and did his thing, you know, till he just ran out of money and he found himself eating, wallowing with the pigs, you know. And whatever situation you may be in, amen, you might be on the street, you might be wherever, drugged up or whatever. But you know what? The prodigal son says, you know what? I can do better in Father's house. I had it better in Father's house. Amen. So you know what? All you have to do is say, I just go back to Father's house. When I get there, I'm just going to tell him, forgive me. And to just put me and do anything he wants me to do. I'll be one of his servants. But you know what? The Father says, no, bring the robe, bring the ring, put all blessings on him. Yes. And we had a big party, man. The son is back. Just saying, Jesus rejoiced. Heavens rejoice when you bring a soul into the kingdom of God. Say, praise God. Amen. So the prodigal son finds his way back. So can you. You running or you've never accepted him. Why keep putting it off any longer? Now's the time, you know. Moses made the call. You know, we talked about that last week. But at the Red Sea, say, you send me out here with all these people. And now we got an ocean, a sea in front of us. Help, help, you know. So he did. God heard. God sent him on his mission. And God made a way. We talked about that last week. God will make a way. And he made a way. He parted that Red Sea. And they walked across in dry land. Whatever situation you may be going in. Amen. He'll make a way. But you come back home. You come back to Father. If you never accepted him, accept him now. Amen. Praise God. Lady with the issue of blood. The doctor says, you know, she's been sick for so many years. Long time. But you know, she says, if I could touch the hem of his garment. Amen. If I could touch the hem of his garment, I'd be healed. Man, that's where faith was. And you know, Jesus is walking through a crowd and people are bumping him and just all kind of folks around there. And when she touched him, good thing she found her way to him. You could find your way to him. He's not lost. We're lost. We need to come back home. We need to come to him. She found her way there, touched his hem of his garment. And guess what? Immediately, Jesus knew somebody touched him. The apostle said, what do you mean? You're bumping all kinds of people. You're bumping into all kinds of people. What do you mean somebody touched you? They didn't know, but faith was charged. He felt the charge come out of him. He felt the faith, you know. He felt the healing powers come out of him, you know. And man, she was there, but she blessed her, you know. It says, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Daniel in the lion's den, they told him, stop praying. Don't pray no more. If you do, we're going to throw you in the lion's den. And the king liked him. Man, he was sad. He was not a happy camper, you know, when he found out they caught him praying again. And now he's got to throw his friend in the den, in the lion's den. And you know what? Those lion's mouth was shut. And Daniel survived. And the king got up the next day and ran over to go see how Daniel did. He said, I'm well. And them lions sitting right next to him, petting him, you know. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just a few. David facing Goliath. Facing a big giant, a big problem. Whatever problem you're going through, I don't care how big of a problem it is, a giant of a problem it is. My God is bigger. Yes, he is. Amen. My God is bigger. Yes. And you know what? David ran to his problem. David ran to that giant and says, man, you ain't no match to my God, you uncircumcised Philistine giant. Mm-hmm. Amen. Whatever problem is coming against you, you come to him. Yes. Amen. And get right with God. Amen. Yes. And all them problems that go. They got to go. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Joshua with the walls of Jericho. Them walls ain't coming down for nobody. Nobody can knock them down except my God. And Joshua is a big general, you know, so he knows how to send his soldiers up. But Jesus gave him a plan and says, you know what? Send the worshipers first. What kind of plan is that? You know, I'm a general. I know how to direct men, soldiers, you know. And now you're telling me to put a worshipers up front? What kind of plan is that? But, you know, but he was obedient to what God told him to do. He put his worshipers up front. And they marched around the city. And them walls were so wide. But when they blew those trumpets and they shouted out, you know, them walls came down flat. And they walked in. Amen. They walked in and they took what they had to take. Amen. And they did and fulfilled what God had told them to do. Amen. Woohoo! Hallelujah. It gets better. Jonah in the belly of a big fish. God told him, go to Nineveh. He said, no, I'm going the other way. God has talked to you and God has told you what he wants you to do. And you say, no, I'm not. I'm not done partying. I'm not done doing what I want to do. And so he went the other way and he got on the ship and that ship had all kinds of problems. So he finally went and confessed to the captain, said, Captain, you know why you're having problems? It's because I'm running from God. But if you throw me overboard, your problems will be over. So guess what? They gladly threw him over. They gladly threw him over, but God had a plan. God had a plan. And God made a way. How would you like to be swallowed by a big fish and stay in there for 3 days and three nights? Probably stinky in there, fishy. And then the fish takes him. God had already told the fish to go spit him out in Nineveh. And he did. And he fulfilled what God wanted him to do. And people came to Christ. Amen. Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Don't be that way. Just understand and be obedient to what he tells you to do. And you don't have to go mess with fish and mess with lions and stuff like, you know, bringing down walls or whatever, you know. Three Hebrew children. Amen. Three Hebrew children. And they threw them in the fire. Threw them in the fire. It was so hot. Even the soldiers that threw them in were consumed because it was so hot. But you know what? God made a way. And you know, they said, wait a minute, we threw three in there, but I count four. Woo, hallelujah. You know, whatever situation you're in, God is with you. Amen. God will be with you. He says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. You're very important to him. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. Amen. See the way that he sees you. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Just a couple more and we'll be on. We'll be done. The apostles, they called on Jesus to calm the storms. Jesus says, we're going to the other side. That should have been their faith right there. He said, we're going to the other side. I mean, we're going to make it there. But Jesus says, you know, he went to the back of the boat and he went to sleep. And the storms rose. You know, some of us, we just get right with God and then we start forgetting about God and we start doing our own thing and then the storms come. And I say, oh my God, I need to call on my God. Yes, they came and called on God. They came and called on Jesus. Said, don't you care we perish? He calmed the storms and he'll calm your storms. But you know what? It's best to stay faithful and obedient to what he wants you to do and stay on his side, his winning side and not on losing side. Amen. And you know what? They made it to the other side. From then on, it was just like a speedboat. They got to the other side. That was the first speedboat in the Bible. You know? They got over to the other side safe. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. He can calm the storms in your life. The thing about it we're talking about is drawing close to him. When you draw close to him, he's going to be there for you. He's always there for you. Amen. He don't walk away. We walk away. So we got to stay close to him. We got to stay close. Amen. Good things happen when we draw close to God. It says godly things happen when we draw close to him. Hallelujah. James 4:7-8 says, easy to read verse. It says, so give yourself to God, stand against the devil, and he will run away from you.
That's it.
Amen. It says, verse 8 says, come near or come close to God, and he will come close to you. It says, you are sinners, so clean sin out of your lives, and you will try and to follow God and the world at the same time. Make your thinking pure. Renew your mind. Amen. Renew your mind. Get your thinking right. New King James says, therefore submit to God. You resist the devil. You take authority. You have the word. He don't want to hear the word. He'll flee from you. Amen. When you confess the word, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. Ooh, man, praise God. Thank you, Lord. All we need to be is obedient, you know. And thank you, praise team. They sang a song, and I want to read it to you so you can hear it. And it goes like this. It says, draw me close to you. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all again just to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do, because nothing else can take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. Amen. It says, chorus says this. It says, you're all I want. You're all I need. You're all I want. And you're help me know you are near. Amen. So praise God. And the ending says, help me know you are here. Basically, that's what we've been talking about, is drawing closer to him each and every day. You know, this world and things, distractions, will try to pull you away all the time. But it's up to you to keep yourself connected to the vine. Stay connected to the source.
Yes.
Amen. And renewing your mind with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And staying close to him. You stay stirred up. You stay stirred up. Because everything is going to try to distract you and pull you down. And saying you're no good and you're not qualified. You're not one of his. Whatever they try to say. Don't feel that way. Don't receive it. It's not for you. For God so loved the world. That's people. That's us. And when you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you know what? You're going to make it. But you're going to continue to stay close to him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. That blesses me. I don't know about you. Amen. Praise God. And in closing, basically, is submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw close to God, and he'll draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Basically, it's stay close to him. Amen. Stay close to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you receive?
Yes.
Amen. Some of you watching, some of you listening, if you never accept him, now's the time. You know, why put it off any longer? This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And this is the day of my salvation.
Yes.
All you have to do is say, Lord, I receive you. I repent. I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And he's not going to turn you down. I don't care what you heard. I don't care what people said. He's going to receive you as his own. Amen. So you receive him as your Savior. And then spend time with him.
Yes.
And says, Lord, what is it you want me to do?
Yes.
Because he's got a plan for you. And none of those plans are defeat. Amen. So now start seeing yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. So press on, child of God, and fulfill what God wants you to do. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Or if you're running from him, just rededicate yourself. Rededicate yourself and say, Lord, I repent. I come back. I'm back. What is it you want me to do? Amen. And go and do what it is he wants you to do. Praise God. If you have sickness in your body, do what I do. I confess the word over my body. Said, by Jesus Christ's body, you're healed. And I say it so I could hear it. Amen. You don't have to just think it. Speak it out. I want to hear it. By Jesus Christ, I am well. I am healed. You confess the word over yourself too. By Jesus Christ, you've been healed. No malfunctions in your body. He's got no sickness to give you except healing. He put it on Jesus. Jesus says, be healed. Amen. So by Jesus' stripes, I receive my healing from head to toe. Amen. My whole body. So you do the same thing. And it's time to give. Amen. Praise God. So just go to our slide here. It says, go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Or you, if you go to mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. Or if you cash app, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. God bless you. God loves you, and we love you. So, praise God. Thank you.